Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings dropped a heartbreaker against the Dolphins, but they got a rebound quickly. It's a short week with Christmas this week and the Bears coming to town on Sunday. Let's get to work. First question comes from Jake in Otana. Are you concerned with Teddy Bridgewater's interception? He's had one in each of the last three games. Yes, he has, and he's had five in the last six games, but I am not concerned about Teddy Bridgewater's interceptions. Some of them are not even his fault. I don't even think the one this week against the Dolphins was his fault on the check down to Matt Asiata. Took a bad bounce, went up in the air, and the Dolphins got it. Bridgewater has been an accurate quarterback this season. He's completing 64% of his passes. He has more touchdowns than interceptions. Teddy Bridgewater performing this well without an explosive running game, I think it means good things are ahead for our young quarterback. Our next question comes from Eric in Tempe. How do you explain the Dolphins' passing offense being so explosive against our pass defense? It is a little inexplicable. The Vikings on paper came in and they had the advantage in this matchup, the sixth rated pass defense in the NFL and number three in the NFL in allowing explosive passing plays. Only Buffalo and New England have allowed fewer explosive gains than the Vikings this season, but Miami was able to turn the tide and reverse the trends against the Vikings this week. I think a lot of it was just broken coverages, specifically with tight end Charles Clay. He got a couple of big ones on us. So I think the Vikings made some mistakes in coverage. They're going to have to clean those up, because if you make those mistakes against the Bears, Alshon Jeffrey can hurt you. The next question comes from Sarah in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Do you feel Matt Khalil has bounced back after struggling early this season? Yes, I do. He had some struggles against Chandler Jones and the Patriots, against Junior Gallette and the Saints, and even against Ziggy Ansah and the Lions in the first matchup. But since then, and especially over the last five games, he's been very good. So the future is bright for Matt Khalil. Don't lose faith in him. He's going to be with us for a while, and that's a good thing. Our next question is from Matt in Virginia. Looking back, who do you think was our best free agent signing last year? This is an interesting question. You have a few options. Captain Munnerlyn has solidified the nickel cornerback spot. That's been a nice addition. Linval Joseph has been really big in the middle of the Vikings' defensive line, and I think he's a big reason Everson Griffin is having such a big season. But I'm going to go with a different player than those two. How about defensive tackle Tom Johnson? Another sack yesterday against the Dolphins. 6.5 sacks this season for the Vikings. That's a career high for him. He's provided valuable depth at defensive tackle, playing for Sharif Floyd when he's been hurt and being a rotational guy when Sharif has been healthy. Tom Johnson, great signing by Rick Spielman and our scouts. The next question comes from Tristan in Minneapolis. How does the NFL ensure no teams are tanking in games that don't matter, such as the Vikings and Bears game next weekend? Well, I can assure you that next weekend's game, Vikings and Bears, does matter to a lot of players. When you think about the NFL, you think about a lot of key players, like, say, Adrian Peterson, say, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, guys who they have solidified spots. But the NFL is filled with more players who don't have solidified spots, and they have no interest in tanking games. Those guys play hard every single week. There are far more of those guys than there are of superstars. So teams are going to play hard every single week. I can assure you, players and coaches are not thinking about the NFL draft at all, and they have no interest in losing games. Our last question comes from Jerron in Brooklyn Park. Who do you think is the MVP of the team this year? I think that's a hard question to answer. There are several options on offense. Of course, you start with Teddy Bridgewater, the quarterback, our young quarterback, our quarterback of the future, progressing very nicely in North Turner's offense, doing a lot of great things. How about the touchdown pass to Greg Jennings in Miami on Sunday? A beautiful throw, maybe his best throw of the season. Matt Asiata, our goal line back, he's got a bunch of touchdowns, leading us in touchdowns. He has provided valuable contributions, stepping up with Adrian Peterson not here. Defensively, Harrison Smith can do everything in the back end of Mike Zimmer's defense. He can cover, he can blitz, he can defend the run. Had a great game yesterday against the Dolphins, added another interception to his credit. Chad Greenway leads us in tackles every single season, provides some leadership. Anthony Barr, a young stud defender, did a lot of different things for Mike Zimmer's defense this season. And of course, Everson Griffin, who led us in sacks and is one of the best pass rushers in the NFC this season. I think it's a hard question to answer. Who is the MVP of the Vikings this season? Hard one to pick. I guess you'd go with Bridgewater because he plays the most important position, but you can make strong arguments for lots of other players, including several defensive players. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Thanks for watching, and remember, we're going to be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and catch the Vikings and the Bears this Sunday at noon. It's a home game, and it's the last one of the season before the off season. Don't miss it. Kickoff at noon.